Let me read just a little more so you can see this. He said, one who is born again will automatically have an external evidence of the good life by virtue of the new birth. He said, but there are millions, it is sad to say, who are trusting in good works to save them. And millions will die and be lost without the new birth, because they have been misled concerning the experience of being born again. And let me read just a little further. It is all important that we pay personal attention to this, to our eternal welfare, that we not trust the best of means in this matter, in the matter. If we permit men to mislead us in eternal matters and are lost, it will be too late to personally see after our welfare. Do something about it now. Don't take the attitude that you cannot be deceived. You cannot be deceived. Don't take the attitude that your church is the only right one and that it cannot mislead you. Your church may be right in the teaching and concerning the new birth. Now listen, but make certain that you go to the Bible yourself and see and sin with your own eyes and know with your own heart that you have the real, that you are right with God and that you have the real new birth and that you are living right with God every day. There's no purpose served in fooling yourself. You are either born again or you are not. You're either really saved or you are being deceived into thinking you are, and you're lost. You know your own heart and your true relationship to God. So get the facts settled that you are genuinely a saved person and in present contact with God. See, there's no purpose in serve. And see, what you want to do, once you sell it, you want to help somebody else get saved. Amen. Am I right? Amen. You want to make sure, because that's the whole reason Jesus said, go in all the world and preach the gospel. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And you know, we kind of read that, because he said it to the apostles that was present alive at that day. But you know, he told them to tell us, and they wrote it, and the Holy Spirit had it written down so it could be passed on from one generation to the next, that we know what to do in every generation, that we're to take this gospel to the lost. And this is what you want to do, what we want to do. That's why we pray. Because, you know, there's a lot, you know, I can only say so much, but because you know, that's 2 Corinthians 4:3 says the God of this world have done what? Blind the mind of them that they believe not. Because see, Satan, that's why you see people lost, because Satan had blinded their mind. And we pray that the light shine. I remember a statement E.W. Kenyon made. So I was talking to a man about his salvation. I was getting ready to lead him to the Lord. And he said, I want to accept Jesus, but something seemed to hold me. I can't do it. He said, I took the name of Jesus and I broke the power of that devil, and he got gloriously saved. If you hold one man, he'll hold another one, won't he? And so this is why we're here. This is why we come to church, so we can learn, so we can be trained, so we can be taught, so we can be built up, so we can be encouraged, so we can work together, realize that we're on the same team. We're in the same family. And we don't have squabbles in the family. Why? Because we walk in love. Come on. Don't we? And something go wrong, we pray and find out how to get the answer and do the answer, right? We don't do the problem. Come on. Amen. That's why we're praying. So we get answers. Get Holy Spirit, show us what to do. Amen. And so what are we doing? I'm telling you, don't. I said it before and I'll say it again. Let's stop coming to church by ourselves. Let's stop sitting around our house not touching lives during the week. Begin to pray, Lord, show me. And if you do it like this, if you're not fully, because see, God loves you and he'll help you. If you're not fully built up where you can do it, say, Lord, give me an easy one. And you do the easy one. You ever notice when you start on a job, they don't put you on the hardest job they got. Even people know better than that. You know, God know how to give you an easy one. And you get encouraged and built up, and you see the power move out there, and you know you don't have to be up here in the church around the altar for the Spirit of God to move, because some people think that's the only place the Spirit of God to move. Mm-mm. Spirit of God will come up on you anywhere, because he's in you. He loves you. And here's the deal, and I'm so glad he loves everybody. And I'm praying, and we're praying, and that's what we're praying about, because we know that for a long time we just had one nationality of people coming, but we have different nationality of people coming, if you let me say it like that, and I hope I'm saying it nice enough, because that's my heart. But and when you do, we know people speak different language, and we're praying God shows how to communicate to everybody. Everybody needs this truth. What, I don't care what language you speak. I don't care what culture you're from. I tell you what I found out, all of you, everybody here. You know what I found out? Any of us get cut, we bleed red blood. It's the devil who goes around trying to make people feel like they're different and they're more than somebody else. Let me say this in closing, and then you can ask me a question if you need to. Let me say this in closing. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much or how little. God loves you the same. If we could get that. Now he have people doing more than others because of their calling. But he still loves everybody the same. God is not a respectful person. Did you hear what I said? God is not a respectful person. So how do I get somebody saved? Once you share the gospel with them, this is the scripture. This is, I've been over it. And Jesus, Paul wrote it. And he said, once a person believe, you get a person believe with their heart. That's the way you do it. And say it with your mouth. Romans 10:9 says, if thou shalt do what? Say with thy mouth, confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall do what? Believe in thine heart that God is raising from the dead. Thou shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. But if you, as you study the scripture, because we're talking about the new birth, and here's the next thing, and this is something else we're going, but I want to point this out. As you study the scripture, and this is something another area we are going to tighten up in, they immediately, when those people got saved, start getting filled with the Holy Spirit. Check them out. Check out every instant in the book of Acts. They immediately. Matter of fact, before Peter could finish preaching, they were talking in tongues. That's how salvation is so easy. when you pray, getting people saved. So we expect a huge harvest to come in. For what? Not, you know, for one, you know, not for you to, somebody look and say, oh, look how many people we got. No, how many people can we get in the kingdom of God? How many people can we affect their lives and call their lives and their home, their family to be turned around? Don't you know that's a lot, excuse the expression, there's a lot of hell going on in families. There's a lot of suffering. Children suffer terribly. People lost and cussing and doing all kind of stuff and just evil going on. If you get that person's life turned around and get Jesus in there, thank God for that. And that's what we're after, aren't we?